This week's podcast is sponsored by Mute Crate. Mute Crate is Mute Crate, when it's just too darn loud.
Listen to me.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah, phony calls.
Phony calls.
From Bad Hair Day.
It was
1996.
96, all right. Yep. All right.
A parody of TLC's Waterfalls, which, like we talked about with Eat It, another song that was like about something
right? Like
real.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh, here's the funny Weird Al version with the Simpsons in the middle of it.
Yep.
So,
yeah, so what he did, all right.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. Like I said, it's weird that he's done that.
Yeah, you know? This was one that was like, really? When I first heard this, I'm like, okay.
I agree with that. You definitely hear this. This is one of the ones on the album you're like, okay.
Yeah, I've never been a huge fan of this one. And yeah. Like, it just seemed, probably because what you said, that first song was really deep, really meaningful, a good, good song. Like, it was, that song was like, wow.
Well, and by the time I heard this, it was like, okay, I'm kind of over that.
Yeah.
Other song.
And, it was overplayed a lot, but yeah.
And the fake phone calls was not enough of a, like,
yeah,
concept for me. Like, I was just like, oh.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I've never been a fan of phony calls either. Anyway, I always thought they were really, I don't know.
In a week, we get another song that I'm like, ugh. Yeah, I really don't understand why he did that concept.
Yeah.
But this is the same. You're just like, are phone call, fake phone calls a thing anymore? Yeah. Prank calling?
I guess
like,
Prank Yeagers was kind of big around
the
time.
Yeah, I just, it's.
I never liked that show. I just felt bad for
the people.
I don't
like those things. Yeah,
no,
exactly.
I feel bad for the people getting the phone call, and I just don't think it's funny.
Because the best ones are usually the ones that start out trying to help somebody.
Yeah.
And you're just like, all they're doing is trying to do their job and trying to be nice.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't work for me for some reason.
I agree. Just the whole concept of this song is just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yep. It doesn't do it for me. I don't think he should have parodied this song, honestly. I mean, it's with this concept,
I agree.
At least.
Yeah, exactly. I would love another concept to see if he could
maybe I
don't know.
I don't even think that. I just think this is something he shouldn't have done. Mm-hmm. I almost always skip this song. Yes, the Bart Simpson thing in the middle was kind of funny. I heard it was originally supposed to be Beavis and Butthead. I'm sure
yep.
You have that in your notes.
Yes, I do.
Which may have been better or worse. I don't know. I mean, probably worse because he is a big fan of The Simpsons. Simpsons is a little bit more universally acceptable.
Well, and Simpsons specifically have a prank call
right.
element to their show, at least in the first several seasons.
Yeah.
So it made sense. Beavis and Butthead
they
would have been
well.
A little bit. Oh, did they?
They weren't as funny at all. They were just, you know, like it was more like they were trying to, but they always failed. They weren't like successful
okay.
like Bart.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I think, I don't know. Just even that wasn't enough to save the song for me.
All right. Yeah. Weird Al mentions that both Hank Azaria and Nancy Cartwright are on this song because they're the
right.
Mo
but
he, and
but
Bart.
They're actual clips from the from
but it's
the
actually,
show.
It is yeah. a clip from the season finale of season two called Blood Feud.
Okay.
And so it's directly from the thing.
Right.
They didn't even come in and record. Weird Al, in fact, even says that it's probably the most money, you know, easiest job they've ever had because they didn't even have to record anything for
it. Yeah, I just got paid for it anyway. Huh? All right. So what else you got on this song? Anything?
Well, that's not too much more. The guy who is speaking Japanese and ranting,
uh-huh.
His name is Jen. G-E-N.
Okay. Just Jen.
That's all I know.
All right.
It was on an Ask Al. That's,
okay.
And it was on his musicians thing, and that's it. And
doesn't
you're just
he
like,
say
what
he's saying? Doesn't know what he's saying?
Oh, it's sort of, it's exactly what you think it is in terms of like, it's not like bad. It's just like,
okay.
Why
this?
Are you calling me? What are you doing?
Yeah who is this? Why are you calling me? This is not funny. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The song, the parody, TLC, Waterfalls, uh-huh. Third single from Crazy Sexy Cool, which is uh-huh. their second album, I believe. It spent 7 weeks at number one
yeah.
on the top 100. It won the MTV Video of the Year in 1995.
Yep.
It is the first African-American group to ever do that.
Nice.
And then it was written by Left Eye, Marquise Etheridge, and Original Noise or something about
yeah.
that. Organized Noise.
Organized Noise.
Okay. So I guess the other two don't write the songs. They just sing on them.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
It was, yeah, like I said, it was a very deep, meaningful song for the times. And just, wow, it was great song. It deserved to be number one for that long. Deserved all, the video was fantastic.
I've gotten really to a point where I've heard it too much. Yeah. I think it's a little overplayed.
Yeah, I haven't heard it so long now.
But,
yeah.
But it was good. Yeah, it was a good song. Yeah. Weird Al didn't make it better. This is definitely not better. Sometimes Weird Al parodies a song and makes it better.
Right.
This one, he did not.
There's a few of his parodies. I'm like, why did you do that? I mean, for me, this is one of the ones like, I really don't think you needed to do this one. And there, got to think that he had other things he could have done that would have been better on this album. This, for me, is a rare like swing and a miss. Maybe not even much of a swing, just a miss.
There's so many other good things on Bad Hair Day that this just feels like filler, kind of.
Yeah.
You're like,
Like I said, it's the song I usually skip.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't have much on this one.
No.
I don't know if I even have a favorite lyric, honestly.
Do you have that's a good question. Favorite lyric?
I would say nothing, but I would just go with the Simpsons clip.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm going to have one, but even this, I'm going to have something to talk about. Oh, no, that's what it was. I'm going to go with the... listen to me, don't go making phony calls. Okay. Like to me,
the chorus,
it's fun, but the listen to me works so well with the original song.
Yeah.
That's a moment of brilliance in this song that's otherwise kind of boring.
Okay.
To me.
Sure.
It's also weirdly extra violent.
Yeah.
Both the Simpsons clip and you know, bash him your head in with a ratchet.
Yeah.
Is kind of like, ooh, why so violent? And
phony calls are very annoying.
Yeah, I know, but like it's a weird extra violent response. And I don't know, is that funny? I think it's supposed to be funny, but it just seems weird to me.
Carve my name on your back with an ice pick.
Do you ever make a prank call?
Not really. I did to my own parents at one point.
Okay.
But that's it, because I sound a lot like my brother.
Oh, okay.
So I made an April Fool's joke. I made a phony call to my mom saying that, you know, he was having a baby. That's the only phony call I've ever made.
Wow. That's that's a horrible,
it was pretty awful. And she's like, oh my God. I'm like, April Fool's, it's me. It's not even Kevin. Ha ha ha. So she's like, that wasn't funny. That's the only phony call I've ever made.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've never done it.
Yeah. I don't think I have really either.
Not my thing.
I mean, I think I maybe have called like a random number.
Never done it.
I feel like I've been like, okay, well, let's dial seven numbers and see what happens.
Nope, never done it.
But
friends who did it. But
Interesting.
I don't know.
Another old timey thing. Seven digits, not 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they specifically say seven digits in this. So you're like, wow, remember back in the day when you only had to
put your
seven?
Area code in? Yeah.
Yeah, unless it was long distance.
Right.
Wow.
Yep.
We're old people.
I know. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Remember making phone calls?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Texting people? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, texting doesn't really work as well.
For phony call?
Prank,
no.
Prank text? Don't really
you
can't. Work.
That doesn't really work. Yeah, everyone has caller ID now. I think phony calls were pretty much a thing of the past.
Well, yeah, with caller ID and everything.
Yeah, you can't do it anymore. Yeah.
Every once in a while, a company will call me with an unlisted number, and they're like, wait, how do you get
robo
that?
Calls that make it sound like it's a real person. I hate those. Like, hello? Hi. This
now,
is
that
Julie.
One you could go to carve your name into the back of their head with an ice pick or the
back of their IC, whatever.
Yeah. ICU?
ICU? That's not the word. That's not the word.
It's an intensive care
CPU,
unit.
CPU, I meant to say.
There you go.
I don't know why I said ICU. Send that CPU to the ICU.
Ooh.
All right.
We're going back to Pentiums?
I don't know.
That's another, that's a while off from now.
Yes. All right, ratings.
Ratings.
I'm going to give it a flat one. I'm like, can I go lower?
Sure. You can give it a zero.
Our ranking is between 1 and 5.
You can give it a half.
I'm going to give this one 1 because I think maybe I have a half coming up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There's a song I like less than this coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to do...
That's why I almost gave this a 1.5, because I know there's one coming up that I like even less.
Well, you're allowed to give two songs a 1.
Yeah, but then they put them on even footing.
Oh,
if I like one less, how do I do that?
Oh, okay.
So should I give this a 1.5 if I know
there's... No, it's okay.
No?
It's okay.
All right, I'll just give it a 1. Just, yeah, this song just does not do it for me.
All right, well, if it does it for you, give us a call at 302-72-WEIRD.
Yep.
If Steve does it for you, give us a call at the same number.
Did you say what you gave it, or you just write it down?
I wrote, I said I gave a one.
Okay, I didn't hear you say it. I just saw you write it down.
Okay, I gave it a one also.
We both give this a one.
It's one.
Oh, yeah.
It's the lowest one so far.
It is.
So, yeah, find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. Let us know what you think about this. And,
Yeah,
just contact us.
Yeah, please do. I know this wasn't the most upbeat episode. You know, it's weird we have a song neither one of us really like. But hey, you know, thanks for listening anyway. And you know, we'll be back next time.
The Simpsons is fun.
Simpsons are fun.
Especially
I love
season two.
Yeah, that's the whole reason I'm thinking about giving this a 1.5. I don't know if I should change it. You know, honestly, yes, I'm going to give it the 0.5 just because of the Simpsons, and they're awesome. And I know I have one that deserves less than this later.
All right. Well, Simpsons is cool. It's not really a big get, though, because, like, it's Bad Hair Day. He's already Weird Al.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if it was... True. If he got, like, a Simpsons clip... I mean, they didn't exist at the time, but if they had, like, a Simpsons clip on, like, Dare to be Stupid or something,
right,
then you'd be like, kudos to you.
Yeah,
that's a,
right?
That's a
it's
good
amazing.
Get.
Amazing. Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, exactly. His status is pretty much equal to theirs, if not a little bit... Well, probably equal. I would say equal.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, I think that's about all we got, right?
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.